from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows Phone.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Pop Brad with me, Eric Wiltshire, Rachel Brunsden down there in Melbourne without any spiders and snakes, and Lee Banks, who's got a car with an ignition key in it. So old. So old. So old.
It's coming home on Monday, and I won't be here. I'll be in New York.
Aussie's in the news a lot this week. We are going to move through it rather quickly. You're in meltdown as well over there, Rach. What are you
talking about? It's, well, summer, you know.
Summer.
Yeah. It's summer here. This is the region that they're talking about in this particular story that's reached 50-degree temperatures. Is in the Pilbara, and that, for regular listeners of our lovely program, will know that's where my betrothed Robbie works.
All right.
In the Pilbara region. He went back there today, and he is heading towards 41 tomorrow, we know for sure. These guys here in Marble Bar and Newman and places like that are facing 50 degrees and probably higher, which is really, really hot. It's very, very hot.
Where does he work? Pilbara.
The Pilbara region.
Pilbara. He's not the Pillsbury Doughboy.
I was just letting me joke.
Actually, we shouldn't say this out loud, but yes.
All right.
He's the Pilbara Doughboy.
Let me be a little bit more clear. The Pilbara is in Western Australia. Listeners, Western Australia.
Does he drink in the Ironclad Hotel at Marble Bar?
No, he doesn't. He works on a different... further away from the Marble Bar, but the roof on Marble Bar, on the pub in Marble Bar, is corrugated iron, as most of the roofs of the pubs are in that particular part of the world. Yeah. And there was some footage, I think you can find it on YouTube, about them frying an egg on it. It didn't take long at all for them to fry. And there's more footage from a truckie from that region fried an egg on his engine block. It was really funny.
Well, Australia's also in the news this week because... the feminists around the planet are outraged!
Ridiculous!
Because a presenter on Channel 7, the tennis commentator, he said to a girl that had won the tennis, and I know nothing about it, apparently Miss Bouchard...
she's Canadian, don't
she? Yeah, she's Canadian, don't
she? Yeah, she is, isn't she?
Eugenie Bouchard, so that'd be French, wins this... batting ball game thing, and he says, like your outfit, it's pink, gets a twirl, and they all went bonkers.
What's wrong with that?
She didn't care much. She wasn't particularly, but there were all these reports about how she was embarrassed and this and that and everything else, and she didn't seem terribly embarrassed. She just thought it was a bit hilarious.
You know, that red-faced embarrassment, not nasty, where somebody says, "Cool, you got a nice pair of..." You get embarrassed as a lady.
I think she was more coy.
Yes.
Than embarrassed. And, you know, more sort of demurely coy, but she gave us a twirl anyway, and it was absolutely adorable, apparently.
H.
And now all the big huffy puffies have got out and said, this is sexist, and I thought, what a load.
Right. If you were walking down the road and you walk past a construction site and you're the only lady, the only person in the street, make it easy, and man up there gives you a nice big wolf whistle, are you upset or complimented?
I'm baffled.
I take it as a compliment when it happens to me.
I'm more than likely say to whistle back and say, you should get yourself to Specsavers.
Yeah.
Oh, Rach. So self-deprecating.
That is rather. It's not nice.
No, it isn't.
I saw a picture of you on Facebook walking down the road with your legs showing.
I did as well.
Yes. I've
recently,
done that on occasion.
You have. So there you are. So you deserve a wolf whistle. So you're not offended by it at all?
No, and she wasn't either. This is a much ado about nothing.
Good. Well, that's what we like to hear. And as to all these other... There was a bloke on the news this morning going, oh, it's shocking! And I'm going, where are you?
Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's just ludicrous. The problem with it is, you know, it's everywhere all across the world now. You know, manly men are frowned upon. Womanly women are frowned upon. Boyly mm-hmm. boys are frowned upon. It's, you cannot be anything normal. But the homogenized version of the human race that middle-class, oiky, stupid people like this want.
Oh, well, there you go. Anyway, Channel 7 have got a lot of plugs out of it, so why should they worry?
Well, they have, and they're just saying they don't want anything to do with it. They wash their hands of it. But I'm of this view that, you know, bulls are bulls, and roosters don't try to lay eggs.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Don't know what that meant, but...
Let me explain the next story to you, boys and girls. Somewhat stupidly there's been a whole issue in the UK where young boys and girls who want to be plumbers, electricians, gas fitters, renewable energy people, blah, 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 would first of all do their city and guilds. Mm-hmm. It's something that works in the UK, in many other countries. In fact, it also works in Australia, where you get a crossover examination in Australia from one city and guilds to the other city and guilds, especially for electricians. So you do this, and then you ask for a job, and they go, no, you can't have one. What?
Mm-hmm.
You can't have one. why not? Well, because you haven't got an NVQ. Well, how do you get an NVQ? Well, it's like this. It takes you about a couple of years. You have to work for nothing. And basically, it's 200 hours of work signed off by a qualified tradesman. You then submit all that to the awarding body, the people that issue the NVQs. Then once you've got an NVQ, having already studied for 3 or 4 years before that anyway to get the city and guilds, you can then go out and start your own business or work for people and do qualified work. Which means loads of people do all the studying and then they go, oh, for goodness sake, I'll get a job in a factory.
That's right.
And actually waste all their work. Well, it's been changed completely. Lee's going to tell us about it. And then we're going to hear from Tommy Walsh. He's the celebrity builder. I don't know if you've seen Ground Force down in Oz, Rachel. But no was the answer to that one then.
Oh, no. Well, I personally haven't, but some others may have.
Yes, you've heard of it then?
No.
Oh, right. That's really going to go down well. This is so good. But anyway, we'll then hear from celebrity builder Tommy Walsh, who's even made a movie. You see, you don't know him. He's a movie man as well.
He's a good egg, his old Tommy. He's my mate.
Yeah, right. Anyway, we'll hear from Tommy in a bit. But first of all, Lee, tell me just... briefly, what the system now is.
Well, let's just need to back step a little bit.
All right.
The problem with this MVQ system is this exactly as you say. You have to do this number of hours of unpaid work to prove that you can actually do the job. Now, to do that, you have to go and knock on the builder's door or a building company or whatever, and literally beg to work for them
yep.
for no money. The problem is, this is no reflection on the builders at all. They're faced with somebody who's an unknown quantity to them, who they would have to put on a job. And the major problem that they've got is insurance and that kind of thing. It actually costs the builders money to do it. So it's difficult to find somebody to give it you. Anyway, do we name the man?
Yes.
The financial angel?
We do.
There is a financial angel.
Who also happens to be the principal owner of RTI.
Yeah, absolutely. And his name is Dr. Jan Talensky. And he's a man of grand vision. And he's come up with a system now which helps not only the students, the apprentices, but also helps...
I'm going to call them apprentices now.
He's come up with this stupid idea, ladies and gentlemen.
Rachel, let me just test this on you. Right.
Mm-hmm.
An apprentice to me, and I don't know if it's the same to you, is typically a teenager.
No.
Typically, yeah.
Typically. So we've got mature training students. Now, that's mm-hmm. a mouthful, whichever way you want to come up with it.
Oh, dear.
So I mm-hmm. just thought, well, they're mature apprentices. Shortened down, apprentices.
It's...
I like it.
Thank you.
Anyway,
so we have the... Yes!
I will guarantee that that is not a phrase which is going to be coined and appear in any dictionary or any newspaper.
Numpty is.
Does have no definite... Anyway, so to talk about this financial angel, he's come up with a scheme where he is spending money on buying properties which need to be restored to the former glory.
The word you're looking for is derelict.
Oh, yeah, but I put it politely and nicely. They're being restored to the former glory, because I was going to say a lot of them are really important old buildings. Right. For instance, in Stoke-on-Trent, there's a fabulous old factory which is going to be done in different parts of the world. The country. He's doing this. And the scheme is that he trains these apprentices.
Apprentices.
Right.
Old apprentices.
Yeah. And then allows them to do their unpaid work within the confines of his organisation, where they are taught to the pinnacle of the standards that apply within the building industry to build and do whatever they have to do. And they come out of this scheme with a fast track to their MVQ and the qualifications.
How long?
Well, it can take years, like you say, but in these circumstances, it can be done in a matter of weeks. And I've spoken to students, right, who have gone through this, and they say they wanted to do the qualifications because the qualifications are necessary to them and actually are very, very good, and it allows them to expand the businesses or expand the way they can go into the industry and the different things they can do. But the actual 100 hours or 200 hours work experience that they've got to do is the thing that was putting them off. Now, because of this man's thought and logical way of solving this problem, they now, in a matter of weeks, can be there in the burgeoning building industry of the Grand UK. And the other benefit to it is that these derelict buildings, which have been abandoned and are being bought up by Dr. Jan Zielinski's organisation, are actually coming back into the world as usable homes and buildings.
It's called housing stock, dear.
I was waxing lyrical.
Right.
Drowsy because there was that whole bedtime story thing. I think that's nice. Can you record some stuff for me, Uncle Lee?
I was doing my sort of come to
it
bed.
Was lilty. Anyway,
let's now listen to TV celebrity and builder Tommy Walsh, who's going to tell us even more about this.
One of the things that I've been doing TV for a few years now, one of the things that I managed to get from that was sort of develop a new job. One of my passions, like Jan, is about property and about homes, and I think everyone has the right to expect a roof over their head, but it's not that simple. But one of the things that I get to do is go around the country to colleges and various training centres and meet disenchanted people. Some are young, some are not so young. Some, they all have one thing in common, that they fell outside of the safety net of learning and getting what we call an academic education and from there a career. So really they find themselves in a bit of a between a rock and a hard place. Very difficult for them to actually contribute as a member of society. So what we try and do is encourage them to take up an apprenticeship and become skilled. And my role in a way is to show them that vocational careers can be very rewarding. For me in particular, I've done the best part of 1,000 programmes and appearances now on TV. I've written 6 books. I've been all around the world, met prime ministers, kings, queens, very strange. I've even done a movie. And all I am is a Cockney builder from the East End of London. If you're given a chance, you grab it with both hands. Grab the beast by the horns with both hands. But if it doesn't work out and you fall on your arse, don't worry about it. Just get yourself up, dust yourself off and have another go. At least you're not going to get to the end of your time with having any if only. That's what you don't want. So if you're given a chance, have a crack at it. And that's what I found so attractive about Jan. Last year we met and it was his passion that I find so attractive and so irresistible, because he has recognised the problem, and rather than just create sound bites, he's found a solution and he's gone right in the deep end and fixed it himself. I'm going to go out and buy properties, and I'm going to give people an opportunity to get MBQs and apprenticeships and go out there and then become valuable members of society and have a little bit of self-respect for themselves and contribute. And what I like about the so different politicians that I meet now is that he's a doer, not just a talker. And I think we should all give him another round of applause, actually, for achieving such a thing.
Well done to Jan Zelensky for that big round of applause.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like it. And it's actually serious, Rach. Some of his students, I know because I've spoken to them, have actually gone down to Australia with these qualifications and done a one-day conversion course from sort of like English electric to Australian electric. And that's it. They qualified again.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And for us, it wouldn't be too tricky because... Like the water goes down the drain the opposite way.
I know.
The electricity travels on the wires the opposite way.
Yes. So it's not a problem. You just do everything backwards. Yes. Something that is very prolific down in Australia and about to become prolific in the UK if they have their way, plain cigarette packet laws are to be introduced before the next election. And you've already got that in your age.
Yeah, they're not plain so much as there's no more sort of logos emblazoned on them and all that kind of thing. There's still the name of the brand, which is very hard to see, and they are all black, as Lee said. But they've also the logo has been replaced by the parts of human anatomy that have been destroyed by cigarettes photographs. So, with these great big warnings on them, for example, smoking causes emphysema, and then the picture of a pretty tired old lung.
Stuff that really is
supposed to make you go, ooh, that's not nice, I'm not going to smoke. Or it makes you go, oh, I wouldn't want to be that fella as you're lighting up your cigarette from said packet. it's all in the eyes of the beholder.
Yeah. And
what's disgusting about it is, though, that, you know, I think all three of us here are erstwhile smokers. I smoke sometimes and sometimes I don't. I know Eric smokes a bit, and I think you do as well, don't you, Rach?
I'm smoking all the time.
what is wrong with this whole system is, like you say, you've got a dirty old lung there on a cigarette packet. They don't stop selling you the cigarettes, they just it's like making excuses all the time. Well, you can have these, but at least we're warning you about it. Look at this dirty old lung.
It's what they call the putting a plaster over a cut artery.
Exactly. And it's just wrong. If you are so against and so worried about the people, I'm sorry, I've just waved me thing and it made a noise.
Please don't.
Yes. I know, particularly when it makes that noise. And it's just wrong. If you're that worried about it, governments, ban it. Forgo the money.
They won't.
Forgo
they can't afford
money.
To give the tax away. Let me just finish with this, the sale
of cigarette cases has actually exponentially climbed in Australia, because what especially women do is take them out of the dirty packet with the dirty old dirty lung on it and put it in a pretty cigarette case instead.
So there's a whole new industry been built out of it. Well done then. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to on purpose name a newspaper now.
The Sun.
You can go off people, can't you?
Do you know what? Even I knew it was that paper, and I live in Australia.
I have to say, it's the best publicity stunt to bolster falling newspaper sales I've ever seen. It is brilliant.
It is brilliant.
Yeah, a newspaper has restarted its page 3 when everybody else was mocking her and taking the mickey and going, oh, they've ended it because it's all this feminism thing. And
I'll just allow him to hang himself, ladies and gentlemen.
Go on.
No, continue.
No, that's what the media were saying. The media were saying it's been dropped because blah, 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 blah. Well, in actual fact, it hadn't. This said newspaper caught everybody in the whole scheme of things and was everywhere. As Rachel said, even Australia, they gave a mention as well. And this week, the page 3 with a lady with the Gross and Boobies was back as per normal.
Absolutely, and what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Exactly. Now, let's,
as a woman, I honestly don't think there's anything wrong with it. And do you know what? The women who appear in these photographs will tell you that it makes them feel empowered and liberated, as will the women who are in Playboy and everywhere else.
And
they, exactly, they are paid handsomely for their trouble, if it's
trouble
at all.
Do you want to know how much they get? Just you, bog standard. No, that's a terrible word to say.
Exactly.
Just your ordinary girl from round the corner who ends up on page 3 in the Sun.
Go on.
£3,500.
That's all right, isn't it?
There you go.
Yeah, we haven't really got time this week.
I want to just say this very quickly about this. We were talking before about Deirdre Barlow and the Mancunian one in jail and how the Sun came up with this spurious story to get her out of jail.
Mm.
There is no difference. The insider talk on this is dead simple. Was news desk sitting there, or it's a news meeting sitting there, and say, why don't we ban page 3? Because everybody's going on about it, and they've gone on about it for 40 years. It's his 40th birthday. Let's say it's gone. And so they phoned up the Times, which is part of the same newspaper group, and said, will you print the story saying that we've banned page 3 finally after 40 years? And the Times said, yeah, that's a good story.
Yeah.
So, but we're not doing it really. So, oh, so it's just a bit of a joke. Yeah, and the whole of the joke was based on one phrase, which was, the when they came back, the Sun held their hands up and said, sorry, we had a mammary lapse.
Love it. Now, we really haven't got time to tell you about the Star Wars fan who was saved from a venomous snake bite because he was wearing a Stormtrooper outfit, but we told you about it. And we haven't really got time to ask Rachel why the European bank put in billions or even trillions...
She'll tell you anyway.
No, she won't, because we won't have time. Into the European economy is going to be a bit of a pain in the backside for Australia. And we haven't got time to really explain the whole deal, but I will tell you quickly that when Windows 10 comes out later this year, if you've got Windows 7 or 8, you will get a free upgrade to Windows 10 for
but
nothing.
I haven't figured out how to work Windows 8 yet.
Yeah, I know. But
it's like the U2 of the IT world, isn't it?
What?
Nobody wants it, so they have to try and give it away.
No, the truth is there's more XP computers still out there in the big wide world than Windows 8s. And so they're just trying to pull it all back together again. And
like you too, there's more His Royal Bobness fans than there are you too fans, so you too have to give it away.
Oh, you're right. Anyway, we'll let him have his little moment of glory.
Ooh.
Because this week, Lee Banks has become even better off than he was before.
Really, but I've had some to repair my car. Now, well, this is a completely spurious story, and people should be ashamed of themselves.
Oh.
And N-Power and all the other power companies should really be absolutely disgusted with themselves.
Oh,
because British Gas, N-Power, and all the others are saying that, and E.ON, are all going to reduce their gas bills because fuel has plummeted in price. I think we're down to 40-odd things a barrel now, and that's reduced all the...
$40 a barrel.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's what did I say? I just fluffed in the middle of it.
It's like you...
I couldn't remember if it was pounds or dollars on the spur of the moment.
It's dollars, dear boy.
I know.
Oil is dollars. If you buy satellite capacity, since before there was a real euro, you would buy it in euros back in the 90s.
Oh dear. Anyway, so what they've
done,
they've dropped the price of electricity and gas. Well, gas, right? They've dropped the price of gas by an incredible 5%. Do you know how much that means?
What?
That people are going to be better off by?
Go on.
£35 a year.
Well, that's all right.
Is that all?
Well, that's not really helpful, that, isn't it? You know,
that's one trip to the shop in your car.
Well, no, it's half off. And £35 a year, and then somebody else will do that. So you might end up being, ladies and gentlemen, move to England. There is a story we've missed out, and that is that Britain is the 10th most expensive country in the world to live. So why is everybody coming over here thinking they can make a fortune and send it home to their families abroad?
Rage.
We are the most expensive country.
Because the global price of energy has come down, has your energy prices come down?
Well,
I'm
it's nearly 1 a.m. I got nothing.
doctor.
As the person who's... I'm a kept woman, so I don't actually pay the bills.
Who get but, you?
Well, Rob pays them, but I... So I can't tell you about the energy. All I know is that our fuel prices have gone absolutely bottom.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, we got... I was paying $1.70-something a litre.
Mm.
For unleaded petrol.
Yeah.
Not long ago, and now I'm paying about $1.09.
That's good, isn't it?
Well, ours has gone down.
Really
to,
good.
Yeah.
We've actually gone down to now, and this is everybody's bragging about it, and thinks how wonderful it is. What a load of idiots they are for saying it's a good thing. We're now down to about £6 a gallon.
I don't know what mine
That's
is, actually.
Really
I'm trying to think. I'm racking my brain. I'd have to shout to petrol.
Last time I was there, it was 45.
I don't know. No, Lee, I'd have to shout to petrol to find out because I never put petrol in my car.
Well, doesn't he show
dear.
Off? Yeah, Rachel's a kept woman and he's a kept man. The only real person is me, ladies and gentlemen. Me.
I look after myself. But it's all
really?
Right.
Oh. We also haven't got time to talk about... the Leveson report coming out.
We
haven't got time. Nor have we got time to talk about eBay cutting jobs.
I don't
want to talk about that. But more finally, we are going to finish on a rather difficult story because there's a well-known chain of stores in the UK called Argos. It used to be catalogue shops, as they were called. And they've been accused of being racist after selling black and Asian dolls for £10 less than the white toy equivalent. And I don't get it.
Well, how can it be racist? You see, it's not racist. It's like women complaining about that girl being asked, do as a twirl, doc, you know, and all of a sudden it's sexist. This is the fact that for some reason these dolls just went up cheaper. That, you know, it wasn't, they didn't decide.
Actually, it was a mistake.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. They went up cheaper just by, for no reason at all, and now Argos are being accused of being racist. I can't believe it.
No, I can't.
Look, you can't look either way. You know, Monday in Australia is Australia Day.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's much like the 4th of July.
We should
say
Happy Australia Day, before I forget.
Happy Australia Day, everybody.
Yeah.
But there's always a maddening thing that's come out in the last, just the last couple of years with this cultural sensitivity stuff about, you know, we should be saying Citizens Day, not Australia Day. We should be this and that and everything. And I'm thinking,
hello?
No, stop. It's just gone bananas. And you can't even walk outside your front door with an Australian flag and wave it without being called racist. Yeah. So, you know, if that makes me a racist, then so be it.
Well, really? Just remember that gollywogs, which the word we can't use, but is no other word for them, was banned from being on the front of your jam pot.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Which is
and then they got stuck into Noddy. And when they got stuck into Noddy, I really lost it.
Yeah.
Why? What did they do to Noddy?
Him and Big Ears cohabitating under the same roof and having sleepy. And him running over the policeman all the time. It was considered to be violent against police.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's just on and on it goes. They'll be after Bert and Ernie next.
Well, that's very true. Yeah, or in the case of Slovak, it's Matt and Pat.
There you go.
Matt Apat. Matt Apat. Are they really trying to convince us that kids don't... No, actually, do you know what? I think they've grown up too quick, some of these people, and haven't gone through their childhood. I think that's their problem. They've forgotten what it's like to be kids. We've got to say goodbye, everybody. A different show this week. Thank you so much to everybody who's been listening. Lou's been listening. I don't know where you are, Lou. Hello, Lou.
Hello, Lou. I'm in Liverpool,
Lou.
Hello, Lou. But, Rachel, it's time for you to say goodbye.
Goodbye, Rachel.
Lee, it's time for you to say goodbye.
You know what I've just found?
What?
I've just found me budgie.
Oh, flipping heck.
Congratulations.
You've got to say goodbye, Leah, or I'm going to cut you off.
Bye.
That was Postcard from Pop Rad Boys and Girls for another week. We'll see you on the same channel next week. Please have a very safe week until we come back and see you again soon. Have a lovely time. See you. Bye-bye.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones. All right.